Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. While many of our listeners may know our next guest for his annual free music festival in downtown Columbia, South Carolina, many may not know that his recording studio company also teaches an audio engineering certificate program that is launching a variety of careers in sound production. Jay Matheson is founder of the Jam Room Recording Studio, the Jam Room Music Festival, and the Midlands Audio Institute here in Columbia. And today he's in our studio. Jay, welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
So give us the background here on the audio engineering school.
Basically, I saw a need for it because there have been a lot of people wanting to get into audio engineering, recording, doing live sound engineering and things like that, but there were absolutely no options available locally. And a lot of areas have this problem, and I just felt that maybe we'd give it a try. Marty Fort was my partner originally in that. We basically started a couple of classes and advertised when people started signing up for the classes. And then we approached Midlands Technical College, and they suggested we turn it into a certificate program. So we've been working for 15 years or so now with Midlands Technical College, teaching a certificate program for them.
So musicians would have the need for additional engineering outside of your studio, and there was just a lack of supply?
That was part of it. And the fact that the people that make all the equipment and such, they're trying to get everybody interested in it so they can sell stuff, but there's all these venues as well. I mean, all the houses of worship, number one, and then many music venues. For instance, the Newberry Opera House, we've had several of our graduates end up working there. Crazy how many opportunities are out there for audio engineers these days. It's expanding rapidly.
And I guess the broadcasting industry as well.
Yes.
Because I saw where some of your students have been hired by ETV.
Yes, and other local radio stations as well. There's live sound production, AV production, which is audio visual, like for conferences and things. And when people ask me what jobs are out there, I can't even call them all off the top of my head at one time, you know.
Has the burgeoning podcast industry also entered into this need for sound production?
Yes, you definitely have a couple of students that want to get into voiceover work in podcasting as well. And, you know, at the studio, I'm getting more calls for people wanting me to do podcast for business. So it's something I never got a lot of call for, but recently a podcast are a big deal and getting bigger. And actually, during one of our studio recording classes, we basically do a podcast, use it as advertisement basically for the program.
Is Midlands Tech seeing out-of-state students coming in for this class?
A few. This is basically a certificate program. It lasts about 6 months. We have a lot of people drive from, say, Charleston or Charlotte or Augusta, places like that, because it's not normal to have this sort of program. Not that many people have been able to make it work. As far as out of state, we've had a few people that actually send their kids here and rented a place for them, and they got jobs locally and stayed in Columbia for 6 months and got their certificate.
Have you run into any student misperceptions about what sound engineering is all about?
We try to explain before people even get into the program enough about it to, that they can understand what they're getting into. And we have a group of 8 classes. So if you come to one class and you decided that you're very excited about it, well, you can continue coming to classes. And if you get 1 or 2 classes in, you start to think, hey, this is not what I thought it was. Or I've had people decide that they thought they wanted to get into audio engineering. And once we explained the lifestyle that sometimes is involved with it, gave them a very realistic look at the whole thing. They said, you know, I think I'll just keep this at a hobby and just take a couple of classes.
Are there employers waiting to see the students who receive the certificates?
Yes. What's really becoming a lot bigger in this area is live sound production and AV rental. Also, if you think about House of Worship, long, long ago, they would have, you know, a couple of microphones just plug into some little PA mixer that just stayed on all the time. Now, there's literally thousands of churches here that have $200,000 sound systems in them and nobody to operate them. We get calls all the time looking for operators, and we tell our students about this. We basically have a Facebook group for our students, and we place all of our opportunities for employment up there for our students.
Well, Jay, thanks so much for stopping by the studio today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Jay Matheson is founder of the Jam Room Recording Studio, the Jam Room Music Festival, and the Midlands Audio Institute at Midlands Tech in Columbia. We will have links to all of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.